Let's open our Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 16. Let's put our finger there and let's go. It remained that way continually. The cloud would cover the tabernacle by day, and at night it would appear like fire. Well, welcome to episode number 218. Today we continue in on the Beyond the Veil prophetic ministry .blogspot.com blog. So as we look at this in the school of the prophet of Moses, just as the presence of God, our Elohim, rested upon the tabernacle of Moses, the presence of God rests upon the head of the triumphant, glorious, overcoming church. Isn't that good? I was walking down a grocery aisle and I recognized the presence of God upon me instantly. And I inwardly said, I love you, and I'm so grateful that you'll never leave me or forsake me. Here in today's meditation, we read it, or the cloud by day, and the appearance of fire by night. Underline the words, remained like that always. Let me ask you, did you notice the word always? Here in the Strong's Concordance, there is an unusual insight of the word always. It is the Strong's number H8548, and it represents the idea of being elliptical. Elliptical in movements that are perpetual. You know, when I read that at first glance, I said to myself, what is elliptical? So as I studied the word through the Merriam Dictionary, one of the illustrations that they gave was spiral galaxies. And these words, spiral galaxies, represents the images upon one another. And it was there that I began to get excited, because we have been studying the names of God, and we've been talking about through the pen of the prophet Moses and his writings from the vision of how he recorded in the beginning God created. And the word God is not only the word Trinity, but it represents the unfolding or the letting down of their nature. It's the distribution of their nature being let down like curtains. And in their nature, they let down all of the images of their nature, and they name those images so that whatever desire creation would have and mankind would have, they could literally be reconciled through that name. So as we go back and we see it's the motion of the cloud that would move in circular form in spiral galaxies. And what's so exciting about these images is that every name of God is a spiral galaxy being let down like a staircase or an unfolding ladder upon the disciple. Isn't that good? Through the head, who is Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And this same Spirit that's upon the triumphant church, it is the same Spirit and presence of God, our Elohim, all of His nature, all of the images of the nature, the names of who He is upon you. Think about how beautifully and wonderfully you are designed and you are made. So here's a final thought. Righteousness is more than right standing with God. It's more than a sanctified life. Righteousness positions a disciple in rest, trains a disciple in rest, so that the unfolding of the names of God as light in the face of Jesus is revealed to know the will and the way of God's heart in your life. Oh, you can bet there will be more teachings in this series, but this is pure rest. Father, you are our dwelling place. You are the crown of glory. You are the God of all the earth, the God who sees. And I praise you and give you thanks for reconciling me through your names, full of blood, water, and spirit of rest and righteousness in covenant through Jesus. You remain upon me continually. You remain upon me eternally. And you are always filling me inwardly in the spiral staircases that unfold for me to walk in rest as one in covenant. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and being the Spirit of life upon me and in me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you'd like to learn more about this teaching in full, you can request our study notes and pictures that I have hand-drawn in the School of Moses, and there is a link on our blog. If you're listening to this audio only, well, thank you for subscribing to wherever you're hearing this from, but please know on the blog there's also a link that you can click on for prayer. So, navigate to the right of this blog, or even the right of this audio, wherever you're hearing it from, and click follow on your phone or device. You know what to do from there. Steal away in the secret place today. I'm Sister Laura. Thanks for sharing this, will ya? Amen.